Oh, let's give the Lord a hand clap of praise this morning. We lift up the King of Kings and Lord of Lords. He's Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the end, the first, the last. He's a friend that sticketh closer than a brother. Welcome to Harvest Time Worship Center once again. So glad that each and every one of our guests are here. So glad that the Cortez family back here has come to visit with us today. Have one more announcement. Glad y'all are here. And time is almost near for Corey, Heather, and Wyatt to welcome their little dear. Join us. There's a baby shower June 29th, 2 to 4 p.m. And they are registered at Target. This is Brother and Charlie and Sister Liz's new grandbaby coming in the world. Are you excited about that? Are you excited about what God has done for you? Yeah, I'm excited. I'm excited that I'm a dog and not a dead lion. What an awesome, awesome message this morning. Also, a quick reminder, if you want any of our CDs of services, there's a little sheet in the back you can fill out for free of charge. We'll put that information in your hand. It is a great witnessing tool. If you're a guest, maybe for first, second, third time, you want to kind of see what we're about, I encourage you, get some of those messages. You'll see we love God, we love people, and we're all about a relationship. When you're in right relationship right here, you'll be in right relationship with everything around you. Amen? Amen, amen. If you'd like to stand for the reading of the word this morning, I have one point, and I know I'm the only thing standing between you and lunch, and I will be to the point. 1 Samuel 17, verse 3. And the Philistines stood on a mountain on the one side, and Israel stood on a mountain on the other side. And there was a valley between them. And there went out a champion out of the camp of the Philistines named Goliath of Gath, whose height was 6 cubits and a span. That's a tall dude. That's a tall man. Let's go down to verse 8. And he stood and cried unto the armies of Israel and said unto them, why are ye come out to set your battle in array? Am not I a Philistine, and ye servants to Saul? Choose you a man for you, and let him come down to me. If he be able to fight with me and to kill me, then will we be your servants. But if I prevail against him and kill him, then shall ye be our servants and serve us. The Philistine said, I defy the armies of Israel this day. Give me a man, that we may fight together. When Saul and all Israel heard those words of the Philistines, they were dismayed and greatly afraid. Greatly afraid. Go to 16, and the Philistines drew near morning and evening and presented himself 40 days. For 40 days and nights, they had to hear this giant of a man. Send forth your champion. Send forth me a man that I may fight. 40 days. Let's go to 2 Samuel 22 and verse 2. And he said, the Lord. Woo. I get chills all over me when I begin to. The Lord is my rock and my fortress. Yes, he is. And my deliverer. Oh, yeah. Verse 3, the God of my rock, in him will I trust. He is my shield and the horn of my salvation, my tower and my refuge, my Savior. Thou savest me from violence. I will call on the Lord. What are you dealing with, sir? Ma'am, what are you facing? I will call on the Lord, who is worthy to be praised. So shall I be saved from mine enemies. Hallelujah. There is victory in the house. You can be an overcomer today. You can make it today. Lord Jesus, bless us as we come to hear your word. Open our minds to understanding. Give our hearts a desire to live for you above all else. Make us willing servants, O Lord. Guide and keep each word that I speak in love and in your will. I give you praise in advance for what you're doing in this place. I thank you for every man, woman, and child that is here. I thank you, Lord, for all of the worshipers that are here this morning. We give you praise. I'm calling on the Lord today. You are my rock. You are my refuge. You are my salvation. And I give you praise today in Jesus' name. Amen, amen. God bless you. You may be seated. Immediately following service, we will actually be having a baptism of a very young man, good man, went to youth camp, got full of the Holy Ghost. I always get him and his brother mixed up. I'll look at him. It's been months. I've done it for months. I'll call one Elijah. I'll call the other Isaiah. They look at me. I'm not that one. I'm the other one. But we're going to be baptizing him this morning in the name of Jesus, following service. So God is good. There is victory. There is victory. Everybody say that word, victory. Victory is only a stone's throw away. That's the title of my victory. Is only a stone's throw away. You and I, we complicate things. We got it figured out. Man, I know how to handle this. Woo, I can do this. But we complicate things. The first passage of Scripture that we read this morning, we find the mighty army of Israel facing off against this Philistine army, these invaders. And the Bible tells us that the Philistines, they had gathered on one side of this valley on the mountain, and the armies of Israel were on the other side of this valley. And here they are, their tents are pitched, and they are camping out. But there's something about this whole situation that I believe is important for us to take notice of. And it's about this whole defensive setup that the children of Israel had. And both of these armies had encamped themselves and dug themselves in. They were dug in on either side of this valley. The Bible tells us that they had gathered their forces there, and the Philistines were camped on this piece of ground, and it was not their land. It was not even the border of Israel. Israel was not fighting to keep this nation out of their land. They were fighting to keep the Philistines from taking more land from them. The Philistines had already pitched their tents on the land of the children of Israel, because this land belonged to Judah. It was a portion that God had already given to them. God had already given them these promises and this land and these blessings. But this Philistine nation had come in, and they're camping on this mountain. They had taken possession of the blessings that was meant for the children of God. Children of Israel had gotten complacent. They hadn't been paying attention. Maybe they were just not being as sensitive as they should have been to their surroundings and what was happening to them. I want you to notice here that Israel never took steps to keep the enemy out. Their spiritual condition at this moment in time was dry. Saul and Samuel, the prophet, had just had the biggest falling out that you could imagine. He was not in tune with the man of God. He was not in step or in proper process with the prophet, and the nation had stopped praying. The nation had stopped fasting. They had stopped sacrificing. They had stopped worshiping God properly, and the people began to find other things and other gods to worship. And the enemy came in and possessed the land of God. The enemy would have never had a foothold. They would have never had a chance if the children of Israel had been doing right by God and living for God how they were supposed to. And if you and I are not careful in our walk, in our life, and we get so busy with situations and problems and things around us that we lose focus. That's why when Pastor challenged us in the prayer room this morning, lay everything aside. Lay aside the work problems. Lay aside the home problems. Lay aside the children. Lay aside the finance, whatever. Just lay it aside. Let these few moments in this service just focus your attention on God and see what God can come in and do in your life. He'll refresh you. He'll renew you. He'll put hope where there is no hope. He'll put life maybe where there is no life. He'll put joy where there's sadness. But the children of Israel, they had lost focus. They had gotten out of step. They had gotten out of proper process with God. Paul said in Romans 12, 1 and 2, I beseech ye therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that ye present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service. And be not conformed unto this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind, that you may prove that which is good and acceptable and perfect will of God. Some of us need a renewing of our mind. Some of us just need to stop and say, you know what, world? Stop. God, I want to live for you. I want to be you. Because when you get in proper step and proper relationship with God, the things around you will fall into place and things will begin to happen and you'll begin to see the blessings of God. You will. I dare you to try it. It'll work. It'll work. If we are not watching the borders of our soul, if we are not watching the little things in our life, the devil will come in and he'll begin to steal little joys and little dreams and goals from you and take them from you and begin to possess the land that God has already given you and the blessings that God has already put upon you. Amen. Paul said, don't conform. This world has nothing for you. We're just passing through. Abraham said it like this. He said he was looking for a city which had a foundation, whose builder and maker was God. We're just passing through. How you walk in Walmart matters. Walk with a smile on your face. Be sweet to people. If they see an old sourpuss face, why do they want to go to church with that? Why do they want to be in relationship with that? Why do they want to be who you are? But if you'll let the joy of the Lord shine in you, hey, how are you, sister? Good to see you. Oh, yeah, come on up here. Oh, this is my buddy right here. Do you know this young lady? See, thank you. This young lady called me this week, Brother Chris. We've got a thing in town that our group is going to participate in. Would you come? I went there. I couldn't find her, but I was there. Several hundred people met at the Heritage Park this week for the Standing for Religion of all denominations. I'm not about the religion. I'm about the relationship with God. I want to have a walk with God. I don't care if you're Baptist, Presbyterian. I want truth, and I want a relationship with God. Amen. Amen. But when you walk in and you have joy and I shook the mayor's hand this week. I smiled. He said, boy, you're a happy looking young man. I said, yes, sir. Nice to meet you. The joy shines through. The attitude shines through too. You can be mad because you stumped your toe 2 days ago and it's black and blue. But when you're walking through whatever store you like to shop, nobody knows about your toe but you. They just see what's right here. Actions speak louder than words. It really does. Paul said it like this in Philippians 3, 13 and 14. Brethren, I count not myself to have apprehended, but this one thing I do. This one thing I do, forgetting those things which are behind and reaching forth unto those things which are before. I press toward the mark for the prize of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus. What is he saying? He's saying there's some things you've been through. There's some shortcomings. There's some things maybe you've fallen flat on your face. Get yourself up. Brush yourself off. Don't worry about it. Get back in tune with God. Say, God, here I am. I'm a servant. I repent of my sins. I'm messed up, God. Help me to be a better man. Help me to be a better woman. Help me to have a relationship with you. I'm here to tell somebody victory is only a stone's throw away. Victory can be yours today. Amen. I press towards the mark. I press towards the mark, forgetting all that stuff behind me. That's what old Paul was saying. I'm looking for pearly gates. Oh yeah, I'm looking for streets of purest gold. I want to see the walls of jasper. Can you imagine walls of jasper? Wow. You know, how many here want to go to heaven? Everybody raise their hand. Everybody wants to go to heaven. When's the last time you talked about it? Man, have you talked about them streets of gold, purest gold, walls of gates of pearl? I want to go there. I want to go there. Some of our young people came back from youth camp this last a couple weeks ago, and they're talking about heaven and hell. And some of our young people, for some of the very first time, are starting to tell their parents, I don't want to go to hell. I didn't realize, but this and this. If we don't talk about it, if we don't teach it, if we don't share it, if we don't show the Word of God, they'll never know. They'll just go through life. Oh, da, da, da. You can't do that. You've got to have a purpose. To achieve the career that you have, sir, ma'am, did you just show up one day and say, well, how are you? I'm going to be a school teacher today. Yeah, I think I'm going to teach the second and third grade. I'm going to be a basketball coach. Well, I'd have them running out there playing football because I don't know anything about being a basketball coach or a school teacher. You work towards those goals. You have a goal. You have a goal. Living for God is the same way. I have a goal. This is not my home. I'm just passing through. My goal is in glory. My goal is on the other side. My goal, I'm going to have a brand new body. Thank God. Woo! I got stuck with this one down here, but you wait till I get in heaven. You're going to see a brand new man, a brand new creature. Victory is only a stone's throw away. Just like that. Just like that. Think about it. You make a decision in your mind. Just like that, your life can be changed. Your future can be changed. Just like that. Just like that. Just like that. It's that simple. You've got to make up in your mind, I'm going to live for God no matter what. I'm going to be victorious no matter what. Oh yeah, there's going to be days that you stump your toe and that you fall and you mess up. But I'm going to stand up and be victorious, Pastor. I'm going to say, greater is he that's in me than he that's in the world. Devil, you ain't got nothing on me. Devil, you ain't taking my family. You ain't taking my home. You're not taking my children, my young people, my church, my community. I want to be a light. I want to be a beacon for all men and women. No matter what religion, what background, whatever you grew up, no preconceived ideas. Just come in and worship God and say, God, here I am. Here I am. I've made a decision for victory, a choice for victory, a stone's throw away from victory. Sir, you can be victorious. Ma'am, you can live in victory. It doesn't mean you're going to have peaches and cream for the